Hey, podcasters, Claresy, Matt and Kimber here.
On today's catch-up, Matt has never used his gym membership.
In a year, Kimber is sleep brushing. What's going on there?
Wheel of Claresy has an Australian flair.
And why is Pornhub being taken to court?
After you get this Claresy, Matt and Kimber catch-up, get outside with great outdoor venues at Crown to really soak up the Perth summer.
Claresy, Matt and Kimber on Mix 94.5.
Matt, you do have a slightly puzzled look on your face this morning.
Oh, that's pretty normal.
Yeah.
I've got nothing to say. That's just me.
Yeah, man looking in a mirror.
My resting puzzled face. No, I was at a birthday party on the weekend.
Sure.
A family member, extended family, and you know, it was very nice, and the cake came out to cut the cake, and the cake was being cut, and of course it was like, oh, don't let the knife touch the bottom of the
oh, that old chestnut.
Yeah, right.
And I'm thinking, I mean, really?
Because it's meant to be like bad luck if you touch the bottom of the plate, or if you go to the bottom of the cake.
Yes, and I just think, are there people walking around right now going, look, life was going great. But then the knife, I cut my birthday cake.
Yeah.
The knife touched the bottom and it's all been downhill.
It was ominous.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous how long we hold on to superstitions, isn't it?
Yeah.
Real stupid. Like I still find I follow like the don't open an umbrella inside.
Right.
You
Yes.
know, I still, and probably more than anything, it's a safety issue.
Well, yes, it is.
But,
yeah.
But I looked it up to see what that meant. And right. It was because back in the day, it comes from ancient Egypt, when they used to use umbrellas for protection from the sun, not the rain.
Yes.
Okay.
And it offends the sun god if you open it up inside the house.
Don't know what, yeah, you I never mean, want to upset the sun god.
Is that something I need to be worried about right now?
Yeah, I think so. It's going to be 31. Yeah, I would say so. What about shoes on the table? What's that thing? You heard that one? Don't put shoes on the table.
I mean, that's just sort of hygienic though, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Well, it depends what you've been doing.
Hygienic.
If you're Kimber, you've been gardening a lot, I would imagine. But my one is I always put my left shoe on first, and I have no idea why. Well, it's
just
a habit.
Flat out habit.
It's a pretty dumb superstition, let's be honest. But it becomes a problem in the shoe shop when they bring out one shoe for you to try and it's just the right one.
Oh,
and
that sends you into a crisis.
Well, have you got the other one there?
Yeah.
And they look at me like I'm an idiot because I am.
Wow.
I mean, give us a call, 133353, and tell us what your weird superstition is. No judgment, of course. Coming from the acting world, from the theatre world, there's a thing about Macbeth.
Yeah, you can't say Macbeth when you're in the theatre.
You can't say it. Now, I have seen older actors absolutely lose it.
Oh.
Because if you do say it, there's a very specific thing you have to do.
Okay.
Go outside the room, spin around three times, do something else. And when I saw it happen, the young actor who'd said it, it's like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
And the older actor was like, no, you go out there and you do it.
Oh, isn't it ridiculous?
Well, I don't know.
Like
I don't know.
A plague on your plane.
Yes.
That's like the old cricket people when you get, what's it, the old Nelson? Was it triple one?
Oh, yes.
Triple ones or something on a school board and you have to do some little movement or something, something weird.
I suppose we just sort of get taught them and then you think, oh, well, no harm if
don't
I don't
rock
do
the
it.
Boat.
Yeah, like,
I suppose.
They go back so far.
If it upsets people so much, then I guess you got to stick with it.
Claresy, Matt and Kimber.
Yeah.
Watch out for those superstitions.
Yes, birthday party. Don't, if you're cutting the cake, don't touch the bottom. Now, you found out what that was about.
The birthday cake
you've got to kiss the closest.
Apparently, it's Australian.
Is
that it? You've got to kiss the next person, the closest person next to you of the opposite sex.
Oh.
But everyone's saying it was created in Australia, so that
it sounds like it was created in Kuta.
Yeah. or a stuffed Christmas party.
Yeah.
Gotta love that.
Superstitions that if you research how far back they go, you feel embarrassed for still doing them.
And what was the shoes on the table one?
Shoes on the table comes from the north of England and the coal mining industry because when a miner died in an accident, they would put his shoes on the table as a sign of respect.
Right.
So if you do it, you're tempting fate or you're doing it in bad taste.
Oh, okay.
But we're talking a long way back, you know, like the black cat comes from the Middle Ages. It was a sign that death was coming. That's when everyone was dying.
Yeah.
Or like coincidental. Watching, you watch when the end of the Marsh Brothers are batting at the Wacker or at Optus Stadium and you see Jeff Marsh, he will not move. None of the family move from their positions until he's out. It's so bizarre.
What if you had to go to the toilet?
Well, yeah, there's a day that Buddy Swampy made 100 and none of the family moved. It was so strange.
What is the weird superstition you are still following? Sharon's in Beckenham. What are you doing, Sharon?
Not much at the moment, but I'm suspicious about Christmas trees. You can't have it up twice a year.
Right.
Oh, like a Christmas in July thing?
No, no, no. It has to come down before the beginning of the new year.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
See.
So what is the day for you? Is it Boxing Day, Sharon, or somewhere in the middle around there?
usually 2 to 3 days after Christmas.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I try to get it down before New Year's because I think it's nice to start the new year fresh. But I didn't think it was superstitious. But, you know, got to stick with it, Sharon, if you think it's bad luck.
Well, that's it. My mum told me that, and I'm stuck with it ever since.
Yeah, you don't want to tempt fate. No, mum knows best.
Yep.
Thanks, that's Sharon. It.
Thank you.
Happy New Year to Sharon. Let's go to Cardinia. G'day, Graham.
How you going?
Hey, buddy, what's the weird superstition you want to tell us about?
Well, it's the superstition of my mate.
Yeah.
And I love bananas, right? Good snack, you know, throughout the day.
Yep.
And the times I've been on his fishing boat, he will not allow me to take a banana on the boat.
Okay.
Why?
It's bad luck, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. I don't own a boat myself, but he said in the boating world, it's a no-no.
Doesn't it mean you can't catch fish or something?
Just getting that. Yeah. It dates back to the Caribbean trade of the 1700s that boats carrying bananas don't catch fish.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there you go.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Might be using banana bits as burly then, will you?
Yeah, no. It's pretty rough though, because I've seen online it also says don't ever take a suitcase aboard a boat. So that's going to be an issue for people who have travelled.
That's an issue. Big time.
Wow. All right.
Okay, Graham. Well, you know.
Hey, Graham, do you catch many fish?
I do, but I've never taken a banana on board.
No, do you cram about 4 bananas into your mouth before you get on the boat there, Brian, just so you get some into you?
I should sneak one day.
Yeah.
To test the theory.
See what happens, yeah. Have a potassium rush.
Yeah, do it.
Thanks, Graham. Clancy, Matt and
Kimber. All right, Perth, it's time for your favourite game show.
Yeah.
Kimber Cahill, come on down.
Oh, my God, again?
Matt Dutinsky, come on down.
Yeah, you know you want it.
You're the next contestants on Wheel of Clancy. Now, here's everybody's favourite host, Dean Clancy.
It disturbs me how much you do that straight American thing. I'll just wait for you to say check it, because that's my favourite part. So if you win, can you say check it for me?
Sure, done. Yeah.
Are we ready for the Wheel of Clancy? And today it's the Australian edition of Clancy's Quiz.
Want to hear my buzzer?
Hey, yeah.
My Australian facts aren't really...
There's my chicken.
My Australian facts aren't great. This is my pig.
Yeah. Okay. Be careful how you say that.
You're not going to hear much of it today.
We're almost at Australia Day. We're 6 days away from our national day with the national anthem playing. Are we ready to start the quiz with the Wheel of Clancy score check for 2020? Matt won, Kimber won. It couldn't be much closer.
Couldn't be any closer.
Okay, we're ready to play?
Yeah.
Okay, question number one. What is a bushman's clock? Is that you, Matt?
No, it was Kimber.
No, it was me.
Kimber?
I'm going to say the shadows of a tree.
You want to have a crack at it, Maddie? Yeah, what do you reckon?
The sun.
Hey, Kookaburra laughing.
Oh.
Bushman's clock. Mm. Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree.
Of course.
Sorry.
Didn't know that they were that on time.
No.
It was sporadic.
Yeah, I don't think they use them in the Olympics.
Sorry about that. The kookaburras are laughing.
I would have thought a sundial would be a much more reliable source.
The kookaburras are laughing at you both right now. The score is 0-0. Question two. What iconic Australian piece of equipment was invented in 1945?
The Hills Hoist.
Maddie. Yeah, that's a win.
Wow, you really know your clothesline trivia.
Yeah. Haven't you got a Hills Hoist at your place, KC?
I do.
You should have known that. Current score check is Matt 1, Kimber 0. We knew that. Question 3. What is the number one selling Australian album of all time? Kimber?
Whispering Jack.
It is Whispering Jack by John Farnham.
Well played.
Thank you.
More than 1.7 million copies of Whispering Jack.
I was going to say Troy Sivan, but
close.
Yeah.
That may be in Perth.
Yeah.
Question 4. Oh, by the way, Matt 1, Kimber 1. Well done, KC. Mm. What does this Aussie slang term actually mean? Pollywaffle. Does anyone know where it came from? I know you're both thinking about chocolate right now.
I'm just going to go with it just means you're banging on, waffling on.
No, Aussie slang term. So
could it be a cockatoo poo?
You're both wrong because it's rhyming slang and it's pollywaffle rhymes with brothel.
Oh,
does it?
There you go.
You go off to the old pollywaffle.
The pollywaffle and do that.
Okay.
Matt 1, Kimber 1. This is for the win, folks. Here we go. Question 5.
I think we're pollywaffling a bit here.
Yeah, we are a little bit. What was the name of the overweight man who appeared in the Life Be In It campaign?
That was you,
Matt.
Definitely. Norm.
Bugger.
Norm, the all-round sport. That'd be a win for Matt.
Oh, I wasn't fast enough.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I got it. Check this.
Check it!
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to hear. Well done, man. So that means the Wheel of Clazy score check for the year of 2020, Matthew 2, Kimber 1.
Oh, I'm so proud of Australia right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Can you be normally all-round sport, not go to the gym when you pay for a year?
I love Norm.
I'm pretty glad they weren't convict questions.
Convict questions?
You know, anything dating back to the creation of this country that I would have not known the answer to. I
really thought you were going to get the Hills hoist, though.
Clazy, Matt
and Kimber. Now, of course, everyone's trying to do their bit for the bushfires. That's the silver lining on such a terrible series of events is the country coming together. And the original Wiggles got together for bushfire relief.
And good on them.
Greg Page, who's had a few health issues through the years, had a cardiac arrest after the show, right at the very end of the show. Mm. And fortunately, thank goodness, is recovering and has been posting, you know, on social media with his, you know, thumbs up, probably the two thumbs up, right?
Yeah, I'd imagine so, yeah.
Or whatever they do. And so thank goodness, but whew, that was lucky.
Yeah. Such terrible timing too, to think, you know, they've just done a 90-minute gig, obviously really took it out of him too. But, you know, lucky that the people that were around him knew what to do.
Yeah,
and I think got him attention straight away.
A doctor in the house. This is what Paul Field, the Wiggles manager, had to say.
To see your mate lifeless, you know, on the side of stage is not something anyone wants to go through. But the heartening thing is he's got a great sense of humour and he's still cracking a couple of gags every so often.
He did say heartening as well, didn't he, for a guy who's just had a cardiac arrest.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's devastating, but, you know, and thankfully, you know, Greg is recovering in hospital. And as he said, he wants the next show to go on. He said it has to happen.
He's a true performer.
Yep. You know, but talk about timing, because that is the worst case. You know, I can't think of anything scarier than thinking that's when it happens to you. You know, like we've mentioned before, we had a friend who was on a flight who had a medical emergency on the way to Sydney they had to divert the plane to Adelaide.
Yeah.
And he felt terrible about it, but just so scary when you're in the wrong place, when you think this is not the time that you want to have a medical problem.
That's one of my fears, is on a plane. And the stupid thing is, if I was a passenger seeing someone else fall ill, the last thing I would be thinking is, grumble. But I'm worried about being embarrassed, which is so stupid.
It could be you.
You know, if you fall ill, you fall ill.
I'd feel particularly bad if we all had to go to Adelaide, though.
That was the worst part of it.
It was really embarrassed.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I met a bloke we work with who had a heart attack in the studio here.
Yes.
Yeah, big
at
Ian.
Work.
Yeah.
Didn't Tommy Cooper die on stage?
The comedian,
and the
British
audience
comedian,
thought it was part of the show.
That's happened with a couple of rock stars as well.
Yeah,
terrible timing, but I guess he died on stage.
Yes, he did.
Dear.
And laughing.
Like, I remember when I was younger, my whole family went for a trip to the Northern Territory and we were at Kings Canyon, you know, so you catch a bus out there and, you know, it's a fair way out. And then my sister had an asthma attack. And it was this thing of going, oh, my God, like, we have to get her to a medical emergency, someone immediately, you know, and my mum took her off while my dad and my brother and I just sort of sat there going, we don't know what's happening. But it was such terrible timing for that because she just wasn't near anything.
Yes, sure.
You know, we were so lucky.
Yeah, lines are open on this one. 133353. We'd love to, you know, tell us about that poorly timed medical emergency.
When you just went,
this could not have happened. There's never a good time for one of these.
No, there's not.
This couldn't have been much worse or, you know, less embarrassing. Clazy, Matt and Kimber, Mix 94.5. We're just glad there was a tomorrow for Greg Page, the returning veteran, of course, coming back for a bushfire relief concert with the Wiggles.
Yes.
Had a cardiac arrest and he's okay. He's on the mend.
He certainly
is. It would have been bad news, couldn't it?
Yeah, and let's face it, there's never a good time for a medical emergency.
True.
But there are some more poorly times, like the surgeon in, I think is in Antarctica, who had to operate on themselves because there's no in or out during the winter and had appendicitis and had to literally look at themselves in a mirror and do their own surgery.
You do a bit of local or something?
A bit of local
anaesthetic.
Absolutely.
We are glad that Greg is recovering. Ian, in Gosnells, you've had a poorly timed medical emergency. Hello, Ian.
Yeah, good morning, gang.
Hi, buddy.
What happened, bud?
Just driving a semi along the freeway, went all clammy and couldn't breathe properly, and so I pulled up on the Thomas Road, called work up, and apparently I rang the ambulance, and the next thing I knew, I woke up in hospital.
Wow. Oh, what had happened?
Oh, I don't know, I just went all clammy and
couldn't
breathe, and my arm was gone on me, and woke up in hospital and wondered where my truck was.
Episode.
God, how scary, Ian. At least you had the time to pull the truck over. I mean, you're driving a semi on the freeway and something like that happens. That could have been catastrophic.
Yeah, it could have been, but it's just like any truck driver, years of experience to get out of the way of the traffic.
Yeah. So it sounds like you missed a bit of time there, Ian. So you pulled over, you made the call, you reckon you flaked out, and they pulled you out of the cab?
Yeah, they helped me out of the cab.
Wow.
I don't remember, apparently. And woke up at Fiona Stanley, and a week later, I had a quadruple for heart bypass.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, okay. So you feeling good now, bud?
I still struggle a bit, but it takes time. It's been 4 years.
Yeah,
and, something like that in a hurry.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, a bit of medication. Hey, Ian, good to have you with us, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call. Justin in Lower Chittering, what was your poorly timed medical emergency?
Yeah, hi. I was flying home from work from the Pilbara, and I fell asleep on the plane and then woke up, and I was really hot and clammy, and I sort of tapped my mate on the leg, and he took one look at me, and a lot of expletives. You don't look too well. No colour at all. And so they got the hostie down and had a look, and she said the same thing, got me on oxygen. The pilot came and had a visit and said, oh, we'll look at diverting the plane to, was it Geraldton or Carnarvon or something like that? And I was shaking my head. It wouldn't have been very popular if they had done that.
Yeah.
But, isn't that sad that that's the first thing you all think of? You're suffering really through something quite scary, and you're like, oh, I don't want to upset anybody.
I would have got lynched, I think.
Yeah, they're going home to their families, flying fly out.
And what happened, bud?
I just about passed out, and they put me on, on oxygen, and I started feeling heaps better.
Right.
We ended up landing in Perth with the ambulance on wait, inflation and stuff, and
sure.
I said, look, I'm fine. I felt heaps better. I walked off the aircraft, and the AMBOs checked me out, and I walked home. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's bizarre.
I don't know what it was, but yeah, the threat of having to land was scared me.
A bit of oxygen and a bourbon and coke, and you were fine.
And everyone still spoke to you at work next time round.
Well done.
Thanks for the call, Justin.
Thanks, Justin.
Well, let's go to the home of the mighty demons. Maxine's in Lathlane. Good morning, Maxine.
Good morning.
Tell us about your poorly timed medical emergency.
It was the first life-saving carnival of the season a year and a half ago, and I was in between races. I had an argument with the surf boat. I came off second best. I have 13 pins, 2 plates in my ankle.
Oh, no.
Oh.
How did that happen?
So not even during a race, Max?
No, between the first 2 races of the season.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God. Did they just not see you in the water?
No, we were moving the boat between races, and I was in the wrong spot, and the wave hit the boat, and I came off second best.
And you got a bit of a smashed leg.
Yes.
Awful.
Because I would imagine they're pretty bloody heavy, those boats, Maxine.
They are.
Yeah,
They are very heavy.
Going to need a smaller boat.
Oh, my goodness. How long does it take to recover from that?
Well, it's been a year now, and I'm almost back to running.
Okay.
Wow. That's a long recovery.
Yeah, that's a long progress.
Yeah. And I'm not back in the surf boat yet. So,
no.
Oh, well, as long as you're in the boat for safety next time, Maxine.
That's right. And, hey, quick note, just on your Antarctic comment.
Yeah.
My husband's currently in Antarctica. He's doing a season down there. And, it's absolutely amazing what they have to go through to get down there.
Yeah, right.
How incredible.
As in training for survival.
Yes, yes. Because, for 6 months you can't get in or out, right? Something like that.
No, that's exactly right.
Well, that's amazing.
Let's hope he doesn't have to take his own appendix out, Maxine.
Yes. Thanks, Maxine. Glad you're on the mend.
Cheers. Clarzy,
Matt and Kimber. Hey, guys. This summer, Crown is the destination where things are bigger, brighter and more fun.
Yeah, dining, drinks, live entertainment. I saw that on the weekend.
Yes.
I was there. There's a lot of that. It's all under one roof.
With a range of outdoor venues, including the rooftop bar Highline and the famous Merriwell Beer Garden with donut ice cream, Sangers and frozen cocktails, Crown is the place to be to enjoy the best of Perth summer. Crownperth.com.au. Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Every morning I get up too early. It makes me surly, getting up that early. Matt's World. Oh, welcome to the 20th of January 2020, my friend.
Thank you.
Oh,
and,
nice.
I was clearly around this time in 2019, as most people do. I was clearly making some New Year's resolutions.
Sure.
And I know that because I got an email from my gym telling me that my 12-month membership has come to an end.
Yes,
that's come to an end. And so now I just have to decide whether to sign on for another 12 months. And
sure.
It was a pretty good deal, I think. It was $18 a week, and that was for everything. you know, your 24/7 access.
Oh, yes.
Not that I was ever sort of, you know, 3 a.m., you know, working out. Yeah. Your cardio, your weights.
Have a pool in there? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. That was the deal for me. It was the pool.
It's a clincher, isn't it?
You know, classes like yoga and Pilates, all for $18 a week. And I thought, well, you know, that's not bad.
That is a good deal, yeah.
Just have to work out whether I will sign on again. Mm. If I do, I will do one thing differently.
Yeah. Yep.
I'll see what happens if I actually go. I am so ashamed of myself.
So, can you give us a number?
I'm not joking, all right? This is not being said for the radio.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've had a membership at a very well-known gym.
Sure.
$18 a week.
$18 a week.
That is $936
in
the year.
Yep.
And I have never,
never,
apart from the day I walked in to join, walked through the door.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my goodness. And the worst thing is that if you don't hurry up and cancel that thing,
it was like 12 months locked and loaded and then it stops. And that's what they were telling me, that it's stopping. Okay. Would you like to continue?
Because even the laziest people.
Oh, I can't believe
like it. Roll up for the first 2 weeks.
I know.
And after the first week, they're pumped.
I had so many good intentions.
Oh, yeah.
But who's got the time?
But you didn't go once.
I did not go once. I mean, give us a call if you've ever, you know, what have you never used when you've actually bought it or something. But, I mean, okay, like if you're an influencer, a health blogger.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If you're Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yep.
And that's all you do.
Yep.
I mean, great.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, hey, guys.
Got time.
Yeah, namaste.
Yeah.
Make sure you have your green smoothie and you know, sun your bum. Or whatever
maybe
they
do. Maybe if you become an influencer, you think I'm going to, you know, put my gym journey out into the world, then that would inspire you to go every day and take a pic.
Maybe that's what it is.
Because Russell Crowe did that, didn't he? When he was trying to work out, he was on Twitter and he told everybody how many reps he did of everything. And it was like, it just,
so boring.
Nobody cared. But I think it was him keeping track of himself.
He was just trying to keep up with the Hemsworths because they do all that.
You're probably right. I reckon you should, like, you know, really make an effort to be the matinator next year. Matinator through 2020 and be an Instagram person.
I don't have the time.
Come on, Maddie.
I'm picking up kids. I'm dropping off kids. I'm entertaining kids. I'm picking up Dalmatian poo.
How many kids
you
got?
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
And also, how are you feeling? I mean, you look fine.
I'd still do my workout with my water bottles at home.
No,
it's not like I haven't done anything.
You do a little stretch in here in the mornings.
Yes, I do.
So
I,
what you're saying is you do your workout at home with your water bottles and you put $936 in a pile and burn it.
Basically.
Oh, Maddie.
But I don't have the time to make candles that smell like my private parts. I'm sorry, I'm not Gwyneth.
Yeah, give us a call, 1-333-53. You in the same boat?
I am ashamed of myself.
Oh, Maddie, this
is such a waste of money.
Also, really read those fine prints, because even though they say your membership's about to stop in 2 weeks again, it could start up again.
Yeah, it might be 1,100.
Gyms are the worst.
Might be 1,136 this year.
Not once.
Not one go.
That's terrible.
What are we going to do with you, man? Every morning I get up too early. It makes me surly, getting up that early.
Matt's World. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Dean Clares.
Yeah.
On the weekend, I was at your niece's engagement party. Where
so
were
was
you?
So was I.
Oh, brother. Well, old sister. Okay. That's very funny, Kimber.
What
well
have
done.
You done?
On the weekend, I was at Crown, right? We're doing some promo work all week with Crown, and I was working on Saturday night at Crown.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a text message late morning, and it's from my sister, and it says, "Hey, brother, are you coming to my daughter's? I won't say any names. You're coming to my girl's engagement party. I haven't seen your RSVP on Facebook." And I replied and I said, "Kim, I haven't looked at Facebook for a long, long time. So what has happened here?" And, you know, nuts and bolts of it is what has happened. My lovely niece and her partner are getting married at some stage this year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd heard that they're getting married in New South Wales.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know there was an engagement party in Perth because I don't look at Facebook.
Oh, so the invites were only sent out via Facebook?
Purely to all of her Facebook friends.
It's
so,
a new world, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a totally new world. Well, and I've started using Instagram because work said, I'm starting an Instagram account and I haven't looked at Facebook for a long time. I've done Twitter for quite a while, but I didn't get one on either of those formats.
A wonderful way to stop your daggy old uncle from coming to your party.
Yes, yeah. That's exactly what I thought.
Don't send anything other than Facebook.
But her daggy mum went. You know what I mean?
And is that a question? Well, hey, what platform is Uncle Dane using these days?
He's not on Insta. So I completely missed out on the engagement party. Obviously, it was too late then. It was the day I was working that night, but I would have made other plans. Yeah, so I thought, this is actually really smart because the people you really want to go, you double check with their RSVPs.
Yes.
And the daggy uncle you don't want there sitting in the corner talking to your mum, you don't double you don't double up on it. Yeah. But so it was a shame because I saw the photos afterwards and I saw my nephews and the rest of it there, which was terrific, but I completely missed it because
and I had a lovely time.
Yeah, how was it?
It was great.
Really great party.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
So
a gift?
With these Facebook invites,
yes.
you do still RSVP as you would a written invitation. Okay.
That's how it works. But
idea is that you RSVP. So many people don't. Everyone opens Facebook, they see it as another notification, and then they just kind of ignore it. And it comes up saying that they've looked at it, but they just haven't bothered telling
but
you
if
they're coming.
No longer have Facebook, you no longer have the app on your phone, and you just don't go in there. And every now and then, Laurie will say, "Oh, such and such a face." She'll show me someone's photo or something on her Facebook, but I don't even look at it. So you missed it completely. If it had been on Messenger, I would have received it. Been Instagram would have been all right.
Yeah. They must have really wanted you there if they didn't check until the morning.
Well, that was only my sister, wasn't even my niece.
God, so better call Uncle Dean.
I wish them both all the very best.
I'm sure you do, mate.
And I did miss it. It was a bit of a bummer, and I guess I can say it's not my fault. Aww. It's not my fault.
No.
Shame you're not DJing anymore. She could have got you down on the dance floor and you could have
coming up next, the birdie song.
Oh, it would have been so good. I would have packed the dance floor out there, wasn't there? Play a bit of Blue Monday.
Oh, I miss a bit of snail mail. Nice little embossed envelope.
Oh, you actually want that one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll take care of that next time. Or maybe the other way around.
Matt's wedding invite's going to come on Facebook. Look out.
Can you do it? See what's going on. That's
I'll just put it up on the whiteboard.
That's actually less likely. Yeah, put it on the fridge. Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Mix 94.5. Yeah, I had a bit of a weird experience on the weekend.
Oh, here we go. So, can you talk about this at this time of the morning?
Well, I don't know. It starts with Saturday night. James and I went to bed together.
Oh, okay. Maybe kids.
Can we say any more? Kids in cars?
Kids in cars.
So we went to bed and I fell asleep immediately. We'd had friends over playing board games. I was super tired, passed out.
Okay. So a typical dirty weekend for you and James.
So dirty.
Yeah, oh, I just realised it's school holidays and there's no kids in cars. They're asleep.
Total filth. So I went to bed, fell asleep immediately, as it normally happens, and James sat up in bed just watching a movie on his iPad.
Okay. Right.
Yep. And about an hour or so into my very deep sleep, I don't quite recall this part, but James said that I sat up in bed and said,
You've ruined my life.
Let's have an exorcism.
He said, I sat up and I said, I didn't brush my teeth and I suddenly got out of bed and went into the ensuite and got out my toothbrush and toothpaste and started brushing my teeth in the dark.
Oh, how bizarre. Brush
it,
brush it, brush it, brush it, brush it, brush it, brush it. Now,
I don't think I was compos because I don't recall any of that happening, but what I do recall is that I dropped something in the bathroom.
Okay, maybe your toothbrush?
Yeah, it was like it was actually a little hook off the cabinet that holds the hand towel. And I remember dropping it and it startled me awake.
Right.
And I sort of remember waking up, looking around and thinking, what am I doing? I'm in the dark, brushing my teeth in the bathroom. I look over, James is in bed on his iPad and I don't quite know what's happened. Like, I don't know.
You were half asleep.
Yeah, I think I was I could have been sleepwalking or something and I've woken up in the middle of it. I didn't know what was going on. And then James said to me, are you okay? And I snapped at him. Like, really? I don't know why. I snapped at him and went, yeah, why? And he went, well, because you don't normally wake up in the middle of the night and get up and start brushing your teeth.
No, normally you go for the cheese in that situation.
Yeah, straight to the kitchen.
And so you two actually finally become awake when you had a DIY situation. When your hook fell off.
You broke your hook.
Yeah. I know. And this is the thing. And then I just sort of went, okay, and I finished brushing my teeth and then I crawled back into bed and I went straight back to sleep.
Do you know if you had actually brushed your teeth and it was just a dream?
Of course
you
had. I would never go to bed without brushing my teeth. I am obsessed with oral hygiene. I'm obsessed with it. And so I was like, I would absolutely have brushed my teeth. It's just like an hour into my sleep, I decided it was a good time to get up and do it.
Is this unusual for you? Are you a sleepwalker?
No,
or,
not at all. I don't know what was happening. It was just super weird.
Yeah, because a lot of people do it. And they try and pee in a cupboard. Or Laurie at one stage nearly went for a swim in their pool when she and the family lived in Munster. And she found herself by the swimming pool.
The Munsters.
She was still asleep.
Oh, how great would it be if you woke up and did your tax?
Oh,
you know, without knowing it.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Mate, that'd be cool.
Yeah, sleep taxing.
Yeah, I really love that I yelled at James too in the middle of the night for no
But it wasn't you, it was your sleeping you. It's all good.
But that's not the bit that he thought was unusual.
Well done, KC. Yeah, good
song. Brain. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Mix 94.5. Yeah. Now the day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed. Now, these days, it's all about inclusivity for people with disabilities. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure we can work a lot harder and do a lot better. But, you know, you walk into buildings and there are ramps and whatnot,
yeah.
And, which is a great thing. But it's often a real eye-opener when someone who has a disability highlights an obstacle that you just wouldn't have realised.
Oh, yep. Yeah, right.
You know, obviously there are mobility ones that you go, oh, yeah, stairs, okay, that's going to be difficult.
Mm.
But what if you're deaf and you find yourself unable to lose yourself in the brilliantly written dialogue and sounds of enjoyment you get from watching adult entertainment? So this chap who is deaf is suing Pornhub, probably the world's biggest adult entertainment site, because their site doesn't include closed captioning.
No,
or any other means of getting to hear or see the dialogue.
Oh, so he has to lip read.
Here's the thing, dude. He's here to clean the pool. That's it. Or, you know, she's here to do something. It'll clean the house. Like, that's the only storyline, right?
Yes, I'm sure it's an oversight from Pornhub. I'm sure it's not a plot against people with hearing impediments.
More than likely not.
They don't have much plot in any of their stories.
Well, they might have had no complaints of this nature before.
Maybe not. Maybe not. And, you know, they obviously haven't thought of it. I mean, closed captioning would be great. Or perhaps a little inset in the bottom corner with someone signing.
Someone signing. Yeah,
that would work. Which would be quite good.
I like that. This is the one time I'm going to say, I don't know if he's going to get very far with this claim.
Oh,
given,
really?
Think of all the people that are watching porn silently.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who have got the volume down because of where they are or because of who's around them. So that's the moment where lots of people are living in the deaf world.
I mean, I haven't watched it myself, but I can imagine there's a real sort of balancing act between volume and, you know, one or two.
I'm with you, Matt. I haven't seen any, but if you, you know, you're talking to people who have looked at porn and they're just worried about the 28.1% damage to their phone from that virus.
Oh, yes. And Twiggy Forrest's, yes.
All of that.
No, look, I mean, you know, I wish him well. I'm pulling for him.
Yeah.
Lip reading? We'll keep trying. 6:11.
There's plenty of lip reading going on, don't worry.
Hey, no, you get that guy that did the signing. What was that? It was a really important event.
It was Nelson Mandela's funeral.
Mandela's funeral.
And he was a fraud. He wasn't even signing.
He wasn't the real McCoy. Imagine the rude things he'd be doing there.
Oh. Now that you've caught up with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber, catch up with friends and family at Crown. Dinner, drinks, entertainment. Crown has it all this summer. Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Join them weekday mornings from 6 on Mix 94.5.